Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 34, found in Grade 4, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 34 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and indicating which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 27 in part 1 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 34. In this question, the student is asked to write a number sentence that could be used to find the number of hours that Brianna practiced karate and to solve the number sentence for the number of hours she practiced. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The correct response is a completed number sentence with 112 minus 12 and the correct answer of 100 on the answer line. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 29. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has correctly completed the number sentence with 112 minus 12 and provided the correct answer of 100. Let's move on to the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. Let's take a look at our third guide paper, which is a score point 1. The response is only partially correct. The answer of 100 is correct, but the number sentence 112 minus 12 equals 10 is an incorrect mathematical statement. Our fourth guide paper is a score point 1. This paper is only partially correct. The number sentence contains the incorrect number 122. Even though the student used the incorrect number in the number sentence, the answer of 110 is correct for the provided number sentence 122 minus 12. This paper is an example of scoring policy 8, which states that if a student repeats the same conceptual error in a response, the student is only penalized once. Next is the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0. The number sentence 12 minus 112 is incorrect, as is the subtraction sign on the answer line. Our final paper, the sixth guide paper, is a score point 0. The student has incorrectly used a plus sign and attempted to add 112 and 12. The answer given, 232, is also incorrect. Please take a moment to review these six guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 34, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 34. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 16. In this complete and correct response, the student has both completed the equation and solved it on the number sentence line, which is acceptable. The student has also provided the answer on the answer line. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. Moving on to practice set 17, we see a partially correct response. The number sentence is incorrect. However, the answer of 100 is correct. This response receives a score point 1. Next, we have practice set 18. In this response, both the number sentence and the answer are incorrect, so this paper receives a score point 0. Now, let's review practice set 19. In this paper, the number sentence is not written horizontally, so it is incorrect. Also, although a sound mathematical procedure is used to correctly subtract 12 from 120 to arrive at the correct answer of 108, the number 120 in the number sentence is incorrect. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 20. This student has provided both a correct number sentence and a correct answer, earning this paper a score of 2. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.